You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, we're having a little fun and at the same time some education, talking about the Levitical priesthood system of the state of Tennessee and how the people that live in Tennessee are a really religious lot, and they do practice Levitical priesthood laws of the state, except they call them different things. They call it the judicial system, and they've got highway patrol and lawyers and judges and courts and courthouses and courtrooms, benches and bars and penalties and sacrifices and crimes. And see, in the old days, this wasn't called a judicial system. It was called the Levitical priesthood, but it worked an awful lot the same way. Today's policemen are known as the high priest servants, and as such, they're constantly on the lookout for sin, which is transgression of the law. And 1 John 3:4 tells us that sin is transgression of the law. When these high priest servants, the police officers, uncover a sin, they haul the sinner off to the temple ward, which is today's courthouse or jail. Modern courthouses are designed like temples, even to the point of sitting in the town square so that everybody in town revolves around them. You see, the temple is the place where the high priest conducted the sacrifices in the holy place. It was easy to recognize the high priest going about in his duties because of his long, flowing robes. And today, the high priests of Tennessee, they have those same robes on. When they sit in judgment on a sinner, he would go to the holy place and go behind the altar, which was behind the veil at a holy place. Sound anything like the judge entering a courtroom and sitting on the bench, which is behind the bar? You see, these aren't just coincidences. This is specifically set up. It's a counterfeit system of God's. In order for the sinner to pass through the veil and approach the high priest, it required an intercessor who helped in your prayer to the high priest concerning your sin. Sounds like a lawyer entering a plea to me. Doesn't it sound like that to you? When the accused admitted his guilt, he became a sinner. The high priest then commanded him to perform penance, oftentimes in the form of sacrifices, which he called a sin offering. He would also impose a heave offering to reimburse the priest for his time. Sounds more and more like the modern court, with you entering a plea of guilty and having fines and court cost levies. If the sinner thought the high priest was not going to act properly, he could go before the Aaronic priesthood, if necessary, all the way up to Moses, which is essentially the same as going through the appeals courts to the Supreme Court. So what you had were the Levites of Israel performing their jobs, which constituted the Levitical priesthood of Israel. What's a phrase? Arose by any other name? That's what we have today, except we call it the judicial system of the state of Tennessee. And if you thought that even the priest, the high priest, was doing something that was wrong, you could appeal directly to God himself. And that's what we call the U.S. Supreme Court. They sit on the bench for life and they act like God. We're a counterfeit system. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.